Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West. And today we are talking this interview that Julia Fox did with Interview Magazine called Fox News. And she goes into some details about her and Ye. You may remember we were talking about Interview Magazine as Julia had talked with them after her New York City date with Kanye. And we got some of those behind the scenes photos of Ye dressing her and them on the ground and all of that. So they did a longer interview this time, which is cool. So we're going to dive into this, read through it, and get some more details. Just some behind the scenes context, right? Because you can get an impression of how things are going from the photos, from Instagram posts, and from media headlines. But, you know, we're hearing from Julia herself about where things are at with Ye, what's going on. So I've seen snippets of this. Photos of Kanye was posting a lot of quotes earlier, but I haven't read through the full thing yet. So, you know, we get to do this together. All right, here we go. Julia Fox called us from bed this afternoon and in a breathless whisper commanded our attention. It's easy to forget that she was once a dominatrix until she has you on the phone, bending to her will. Julia Fox, I think I'm going to call you about my date nights weekly, maybe bi-weekly. How does that sound? Interview. Good. Okay, I'll send pictures, I'll tell you stories, and you'll publish them. All right. Let's call it This Week in Fox News. You're insane. You love it. Where are you right now? LA. What are you wearing today? Right now, I'm fully naked. I just got back to mine and I'm wearing yesterday's makeup. The earrings are Balenciaga. Laughs. Are you wearing any perfume, Julia? No, I haven't worn perfume in such a long time. I'm all about natural pheromones. Okay, me too. I don't wear perfume either. And then here we see this photo, which is very provocative. You know, it gets the people going. It is Julia, for those of you, you know, listening rather than watching, it's Julia laid out on a table. Okay, so the setting is a dining room, like a private dining room in some fancy restaurant. There's a couch in the background and there are seats set around the table, right? The plates, the napkins, the silverware. But in the middle of the table is Julia on her back, hands over her head, one leg up, an all leather outfit. And Kanye is standing behind a chair a few feet away from her, tucking a napkin into the neck of his shirt, like he's going to sit down and have a meal, you know, which gets into a lot of diverse overtones and metaphors, some of which YouTube would not appreciate. But, you know, there's a sense of sexuality and danger, and it's cool. It's a striking photo. And we know, okay, we'll get to that in a second. Okay, interview. Tell us about your night on Wednesday. Delilah, I had a date with Madonna. which maybe Delilah is the person interviewing. I had a date with Madonna, but obviously I invited Ye because they know each other, they work together, and they respect each other as artists. Then Floyd Mayweather, Antonio Brown, and a bunch of other people showed up. So obviously we had to do a photo shoot. Obviously. Who made your faster pussycat kill outfit? That was custom. My stylists, Perry Rosenzweig and Brianna Andalor, designed it with Ye's direction. They understood the assignment and they turned me out. Russ Meyer's Vixen. Have you ever seen the movie? Yeah, when I was like 16. What did you eat at Delilah? Okay, so that was the restaurant. They went to a restaurant called Delilah. All right. I kept getting up, and every time I came back, what I ordered became something else. I ended up eating a Caesar salad. What a thing to land on. All right, so then there's another photo that follows, which is Ye actually at the table, and Julia, instead of being parallel to the table, is now perpendicular, facing Ye, hands behind her head, and the energy of this photo is next level as Ye has like a fork and a knife in one hand and Julia's making a face of great pleasure. Jeez. Interview. Were you obsessed? Fox, I wasn't obsessed with the Caesar salad. How could you be obsessed with Caesar salad when you're sitting next to fucking Madonna? Yeah, that's a good point. How's the relationship with Ye evolving? You know, I'm so used to being I'm trying to limit the swearing for YouTube monetization purposes, but I'm so used to being effed over in relationships, so I keep waiting for him to disappoint me because he makes very grandiose promises, and it's like, how could he ever pull it off with all the other things he has going on? But he always does. Last night was a testament to that. Do you feel like you're a muse? I've always been someone's muse. What a line, you know? What does being a muse mean to you? You're either born a muse or you're not. Okay. And then it's a photo of the gang, Ye, Antonio Brown, Floyd Mayweather, Madonna, and Julia. What do you see as your destiny right now? Right now, the vibes I'm getting are very much about tolerance, kindness, and love. I'm canceling cancel culture and putting an end to this black and white thinking. People should be defined by their darkest moments. As humans, we commit violence to each other, we police each other. We've created such a hostile environment, especially on the internet. That's why I don't read the headlines. You don't read. Do you not read the comments? She didn't say she doesn't read. She just said she doesn't read headlines. No, and that's why I feel like I'm a really good candidate for this position, because a lot of people in my shoes would probably be reading the comments and freaking out. I'm not trying to have everybody love me. I'm just trying to connect with people that are like-minded. So what was last night like? I didn't really know what was going on. I was just given an address, and it was to this enormous futuristic warehouse in downtown LA. We went inside through this tunnel into a huge room with dim lights. Ye loves to play with light and darkness. He decided to put on Zola, and I was like, there's no way that everyone's going to just stop and watch the movie. 30 seconds in, everyone there stopped talking and started watching, yelling commentary and laughing. Dave Chappelle loved it. It was such a special moment to include Zola in our narrative. And you can see this photo of the people. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people sitting at tables with Zola on this huge screen in the background. It looks a lot like the Atlanta warehouse that Ye was in 2020, where he had that giant screen and was constantly playing movies. Like, we'd see Blade Runner 2049 on the movie screen. This seems to be more of a projector, where that definitely looked like not projector, like a giant TV screen in the Atlanta warehouse. So the quality on this is a little lower. But one of the reasons they're probably watching Zola, and you can see that Julia in this photo has her arm around Ye, which is sweet, you know? One of the reasons they're watching Zola is they were just at Slave Play, which was put on by Jeremy O'Harris, or written by him. And he was one of the co-writers of the Zola movie, which is based on the famous tweeted story by Zola, which the movie I really enjoyed from A24. The acting was like just phenomenal. And if you're a Succession fan, Cousin Greg is in the movie and is just like pure Greg, you know? I just really hated the ending. It's one of those things where in the actual story, Zola told what happened. Okay, I'm getting off track, but just bear with me for a second. In the movie, it starts in Detroit and these two women meet, and the blonde asks Zola to go with her to Florida to strip, and they go and things go like south. And in the actual tweet story that Zola told that went viral and famous and was this huge big thing, she talks about what happens when they come back to Detroit and some of the immediate fallouts, and how a few days later, the blonde girl called Zola and was like, hey, I'm in prison. Can you come bail me out? And Zola was just like, I don't know who this is, and hangs up, which is like cold. But that's how much Zola wanted nothing to do with this girl anymore. And the movie doesn't end with that. The movie just ends with them all getting in a car to head back up to Florida, or to head back up to Detroit, and barely even like text. You know how movies sometimes put the resolution in text on the screen? It doesn't really even give you that. But since the movie spent like the first, you know, 15 minutes in Detroit, I really feel like it needed to have at least a final like 2 to 5 minutes of what happened when she got back to Detroit, saw her boyfriend again, and just having that phone call would have been such a great way to end. And instead, it just ends with them in the car. Really frustrated me, to the point where I took an entire few minutes to complain about it in this video. So just know how much that bothered me. Anyway, what does Zola mean for your narrative? I think it was a moment that he felt really inspired by something that I had shown him. We watched Zola the second time we hung out. From Zola, it was Slave Play. From Zola, it was Slave Play in New York, and now we're here. That's just there's a comma where there shouldn't be a comma. From Zola, it was slave play in New York, and now we're here. So they saw Zola, he loved that and probably heard like, oh, Jeremy O. Harris did slave play. Let's go to New York and see it. Great. Who was there last night? Dave Chappelle, Marilyn Manson, Naomi Campbell, the actor from the new Batman, who I'm guessing, like, is that Robert Pattinson? Maybe Robert Pattinson? Or are they talking about Paul Dano? I hope it was Paul Dano. I would just love a Paul Dano yay crossover, which, you know, Ye said at one point that There Will Be Blood is his favorite movie, and Paul Dano's in that. So I can see it. I could absolutely see it. Cameron, Jack Donahue from Salem, Andrew Richardson from Richardson Magazine, Richie Shazam, all my friends came. Richie ate sashimi with Marilyn Manson, and they had a really nice heart-to-heart. Nice. Well, eh. What were you wearing? I was wearing Diesel and a Balenciaga bag and boots. The moto pants are Diesel and top is Margiela. What did you do after the movie? There was a music video shoot, a Pusha T video shoot. Ye did his thing because he's in the song with Pusha. So this confirms with Ye, we never know, but it confirms that Kanye has a song on the Pusha album and that Pusha's shooting a video. So hopefully that means the album will actually come out soon. Then we went back to the hotel and the paparazzi have been following me ever since. If you had to describe the paparazzi as an animal or a creature, how would you describe them? They're like parasites or some sort of virus you catch. Jeez. Not holding back, which seems fair to me. What do you and Ye talk about when you're alone? Ideas. That's what's so exciting about being in the vicinity of someone who's operating at the level that he is. These seemingly crazy ideas, he can make them come to life. Yeah, he has the wealth. And then there's another very charged picture of Julia straddling Mr. West. What's the wildest thing he's dreamed up that you've seen come to life between you two? My transformation. After meeting him, a couple days later, all my shit was in boxes, gone. It was so cathartic. It wasn't like I was just packing up my old clothes. It was like I was packing up my old life. I was like making that very conscious decision to really put everything in the box, to let go of the past. We're learning on Fox News that you box your life up and you're in the yay world now? Yeah, let's be honest. Why not? That's what we do on Fox News. I'm really surrendering. For someone like me who's such a control freak and always so used to taking care of myself, to just let go and be taken care of is foreign at this point in life. I've been the primary caretaker of everyone for so long, so it's a new sensation, but honestly, I think I deserve it. Even a month ago, I was so like not getting along with my son's father or not having help. It was just me alone. I was so tired and everything was work. I just remember being like, I know that there's going to be a reward for this. Like, this is so miserable that I know something good will come out of this if I just hang in there. And then a few days later, there I am with Ye, and it was the most instant, natural, organic attraction and connection. I just feel really safe with him. It's a redemption story. And then there's this nice picture of Ye and, I guess, Julia next to each other. I can't really tell I don't know her profile well enough. And then another photo of Ye and Julia kind of holding each other. And another one of them lounging on a couch. Oh, Naomi Campbell. Okay, so that other one was Ye and Naomi Campbell. And then Ye coming out, and you can see some people waiting for autographs. I wonder if one of these people is the person that Ye ended up knocking over that got the cops called on him. Like, is it this person right here that has their face blocked? Huh, maybe. And then Ye leaving with his mask on, Ye holding Julia, them sitting on a car, and Ye has his mask on. And this is the Donda mask, right? We haven't seen him in the Donda mask in a minute. So him being back in the Donda mask, and there's rumors. I mean, he said today that he's working on his album. I wonder if he's back into the mask for Donda 2 and they're filming something. Actually, I know they're filming something. I thought that was going to be in this interview and it wasn't. So we'll make a separate video on that. But this is the Fox News edition of Interview Magazine and their second interview with Julia Fox since she has started dating Ye. So if there are more of these, if they really are going to do weekly conversations, if that wasn't just a joke at the beginning, we will return with more, you know. But that's it for this video. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.